My friends, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God has brought us to a period that you know, and most people that know me, that I am totally addicted to prayer. And hooks to that is praise. Let me give you a little background. When I was a youngster, 8, 10, in that age, I wanted a watch growing up. And my parents said, when I get to be a teenager, they'll get me one. So as I reached into teenage years, I never forgot it. One holiday, on my birthday, my parents, we celebrated. We always had a celebration for our birthdays. Cake and ice, took a couple of different kinds of ice cream. And so my mother handed me a box. It was a kind of large box. And I said to myself, what is this? I opened it, there's another box. And I had to open it, there's another box. So I said, well, oh, this is April Fool. Then I opened that small box, and there was a watch, and it was a bullet one. In those days, that was classy. I took that watch and put it in my hand, put my hand in my chest, and just talking about, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Then, later on in the evening, when I got by myself, I started praising God for what he had done for me. Now, many of us in the modern age, we don't believe in praising God publicly. And I understand it when men, because men was always, in my generation, men wasn't taught to show their emotion except when they was dating or playing sports. But, my friends, there is a thing in us that elevates us to a level that we cannot totally explain it. And one is giving God praise. Now listen to what the Bible said on 150 Psalms. As we enter into the Bible lesson for the day, listen what it says. It says, from this Psalms, it says, praise ye the Lord in the sanctuary. Now that's in our case in the church. It's difficult to get people to see that there's nothing wrong with you clapping your hands if that's where you're led. There's nothing wrong with you patting your feet if that's the way you're led. If the Spirit is moving on for you to stand up, there's nothing wrong with that. That's showing your expression inwardly, outwardly now, letting the world know that, thank God I got something to praise him for. Now, many of you said to me, and I've been told that, oh, you don't have to do all that, Pastor. No, I don't have to do all of that, but I have to do all of this plus, because you wasn't there when you brought me through. So I got something to talk about, something to pray about, and something to praise him about. Now, you're in a situation now that you're at home, and not only are you at home, but you have some time. Why don't you spend some time teaching your family or discussing it? Brothers, there's nothing wrong with you. Discuss football, basketball, now volleyball, all that kind of stuff. And it doesn't bother you by discussing it. Every now and then discuss praising, discuss thanksgiving. And it should be done within a family sitting. My family did. I had family prayer all the way up until my son, especially, he thought he was grown. And so he said, oh, he'll come in. But he said, Dad, I don't have nothing to say today. I said, well, then you can't eat. I said, you have nothing to say, brother. You going to have a dinner? Your dinner is going to be is prepared for you? You said, well, I want to be thankful for today that I'll be able to eat without having any worry or any hurry. So he come back after he got a little older and said, Dad, you know, you're right. It's bad out here in this world. So I need to pray more. I need to thank him more. I need to give him some praise. Because, Daddy, he's worthy for what he's doing for me. I'm not talking about somebody else. He said, for me. And so, friends, you are off now, off the street. You're off a lot of stores. They're closed. You're off a whole lot of other conversation that you can't get into. So now spend some time between you and God and your family. And brothers, if you're married, you should take some time now and tell the wife, let's sit down and hold a conversation about our future. Let's sit down and hold a conversation about our now. This is the present time we are in. You say, but well, I don't know. I'm worried about what's going to happen to me. No, stop worrying and praise him. See, he is the overseer. Now this God that we have, we don't talk about much. This God we have, he oversees what's going on now. He knows. And friends, you take it from me. He didn't take a nap this morning and last night. He's a God that does not sleep. So when you say, praise him in the sanctuary, and you say, well, I have to think about it. No, you just have to act upon it. You have to think about it. You didn't think about when your girlfriend told you you couldn't come back. You called her and worried her until she agreed. Or your boyfriend, you didn't think about it. You act upon it. So this God we have, he is more important. He's more powerful. He's more long-suffering. He's more giving. He's more helping. He's also more strengthened. Whatever we need, he's there to help us. And he is open, he's willing, and he's doing it right now. So give him some praise. Give him some praise. Sometimes I'm talking and preaching and holding a Bible study, and I think about what he has done for me in the past, I just almost lose it, because I know if it had not been for him, I wouldn't be here this morning. Or if I was here, I wouldn't be able to do anything. But he has been my, old folks said, he's been my walking cane. However it was, he's responsible. And then when I think about my family, I had a wife and two kids. My first child, my wife got pregnant with my daughter. The doctor said to her, after she was pregnant about 6 months, she couldn't do nothing. And so he said, well, nothing we can do. And then when she was pregnant about 8.5 months, we had to go in for him to check her. And he said to us, he said, now, Mrs. Williams, if you get pregnant again, I will not be your doctor. It's too difficult. I'm just too afraid that some things I can't do because I don't know. And I don't want to try to do something when I know I don't know what I'm doing. So you'd have to find you another doctor. And my wife said, thank you very much. But she said, but I would suggest heavily, and I use that word because she used it, heavily not to have no more children. Now here I'm sitting over here, 1 at 8. And here she said, don't have any more. So she almost died with the child, with our daughter. Well, within a few years, close to 3, I think, she got pregnant again. And friends, then it was a sad day. After she was pregnant, she went to the doctor and passed out in his office. She went to the doctor 3 weeks after then, and was got up out of the chair to go in to see the doctor. She was in the waiting room, and she fell. Just walking, just give out. And so they picked her up and put her on the table back there, and I ran back there. And the doctor told me some things. We were going to take her to the hospital. She didn't want to go to the hospital. So she said, look, can I stay here a few minutes, then I'll go home. What happened was that second child was absolutely too much for her. But God brought her through it. The last 3 months she was in the bed, we had to help her. I had to bring someone in to help her. I had to help her. I had to work. I had responsibility on my job outside of working. But look what God did. He brought her through and he brought me through. And friends, when I think about that and look back, just that alone makes me praise him. He's so worthy for what he's done in my past, present, and future. Then after a certain period of time, she got pregnant with the boy, she had to have surgery. And I said to the doctor, do your best that she would not lose the baby. She said, we'll be able to do that. And so she was. That doctor told us, if she gets pregnant again, I will not be her doctor. The doctor was pregnant. And so, friend, I have testimonies that not what I heard, but what I've seen with my own eyes. And then after the baby was born, my son, she couldn't even take care of him. We had to get, her sister came in for 30 days to help her because she couldn't do it. And when she left, my sister-in-law got in it. Friends, God got somebody waiting for us if we needed them. He is our supplier. I don't care what people tell you. And people make all kinds of silly jokes. And I heard all kinds of jokes when I went to college, all kinds of jokes about God and jokes about me and jokes about other people, jokes about the church. And when something happened to these associates of mine in college, who do you think they came to? They came to me, some other Christian friend, because they believe, we believe, otherwise we wouldn't allow ourselves to talk about it. So I'm presenting to you. I'm recommending to you. I'm reminding you, take some time, read a scripture, praise God for it, praise Him. I thank God every day that I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus, and because of that, I can thank Him, praise Him. I never praised God so much until I left home as I was approaching 18. And friends, I was going to be 18 in 6 or 7 months. And I came to the conclusion, now, even though you living with your auntie, and I didn't have to pay no rent for a year if I stayed there, I just had to save half of my, 60% of my check. And I just got to praising God. And then, friend, I got to thinking about, I'm not at home anymore. Mama's not there to hand me something, give me something, do something for me. So I got to now utilize what she's taught me. And believe me when I tell you, I was able to do it with all peace, calmness, loving, and quietness in my auntie's place, living in Chicago. I had hot meals growing up every day. I had hot meals in my auntie's house. I worked on the job. She wouldn't ever give her, let me give her nothing. So I just bring in something. I got a lot to give God praise for. And if I didn't have anything else, I could praise God for St. Paul. He has done wonders, and I know that because I travel a lot. And I've seen wonders that he's done. People all over the country have called me. All races. How did this happen? How did that happen? I can tell them because every day I talk to my master. And then I'll take some time and listen to him. Sit down sometime and just kind of rear back. Close your eyes. And I have to close now. But let me close with this. Give yourself to Christ. Surrender to him. Tell him I'm sorry for my sin. Please forgive me. Accept me into your kingdom and as your son. And I'll serve you and love you and follow you the rest of my life. May God be with you in your praise. In your praise, may God be with you. Lift him up. He's worthy.